This is an ode to the Oyster Bar, and not just any Oyster Bar. Today, I raise a toast to the stand-up Oyster Bar. A stand-up Oyster Bar simply means it has no seats, but this one difference profoundly changes a beloved New Orleans food ritual, and after slurping a lot of dozens lately standing up at them, I'm starting to appreciate why. A stand-up Oyster Bar means minimal handling. Order a dozen, and the oysters aren't even plated, but rather just plunked down before you, one by one, direct from the shucker's knife. Shells brim with briny liquor. The ephemeral essence of the oyster is intact, and when shucker and eater are in sync, the only fresher oysters are on a boat. The stand-up Oyster Bar also puts the bar in Oyster Bar. The setting encourages an easy banter amongst erstwhile strangers who find themselves eating oysters together, standing there elbow to elbow. We could use more places like this in the world. The stand-up Oyster Bar also runs contrary to modern restaurant management, which ideally puts every customer in a seat, tracked by software, the better to upsell and push those specials. That's another reason why I love them. They're peculiar, they go against the grain, and they embody the unfussy, everyman abundance of Louisiana oysters. Even in New Orleans, though, the stand-up Oyster Bar is a rare find. You have to look for them. There's the classic at Pascal's Manali, another nearby at Casamento's, provided you can wedge yourself in, and Felix's in the French Quarter still keeps a niche of its oyster bar for stand-up business. Then there's Mr. Ed's Oyster Bar, which took over the old Bozo's in Metairie. Mr. Ed's kept its stand-up oyster bar intact and worked new ones into its other locations around town. Together, these places are maintaining a tradition, and they're proving that for oyster lovers, sometimes the best seats in the house aren't even seats at all. Get details on all the stand-up oyster bars I just mentioned at wwno.org.